This week's recording had some technical difficulties, so to stay as close to reality, we decided not to record the lost footage. Therefore, this episode will cut off randomly. It wouldn't be a time capsule podcast if it wasn't as realistic as possible, so enjoy. Hello.
Hi.
Why do I get the longest fucking situations on the nights we record?
I don't know, girl. I honestly fell asleep.
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, I was waiting for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big situation, but anyway.
I'm glad it's resolved.
Me too. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm not bad. I'm not good. I'm kind of just like, I feel like the past, huh?
I said, you're just here?
Yeah. I mean, if you want the short answer, yeah, I'm just here.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. I just feel like I've been going through a lot of, I realize my eyes look like they're closed. Oh my gosh. I'm also a little, influenced by
Medicare.
The Mary Jane. Yeah, there you go. So the nap, just like waking up in like a little bit of a nap, kind of just brain fog. But I don't know. This week I've just, especially this week for sure, I've just been going through like a roller coaster of emotions in a sense. Just like I'll be okay, and then I think of something really sad, or then I overthink something else, and I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, it's, like, literally a trip. Like, I'm up and down. I've been up and down. But mainly good. Mainly, like, on the happy end. But because I've been able to, like, swing myself back. But, yeah, I've been okay.
So, how's your mental health?
It's okay. It's not, like, a mental health thing. It's literally just, like...
That was unrelated.
Oh, okay. I thought you were... Sorry. But mental health... It's good, honestly. I feel like it's been pretty, I can only say good things about my mental health right now, if that makes sense. At this moment you're asking me, I can say only good things.
Okay. Has your, what you've been going through emotionally this past week and stuff, is that anything to do with your autism?
No, I feel like it's just like normal, just like, you know, we just talk to ourselves about things and we know we're maybe being a little dramatic and we're like talking to ourselves and like, okay, well, let's see why. Like, and
who are you telling? I mean? It's the whole production in this mind.
Yeah. Broadway. So I've just been having, mine's off, funded through, no, there's no funds. So,
I was going to say funded through beans and tortillas.
Not anymore, girl. Look at my skin.
You gave up tortillas?
I haven't eaten any bread. I had pizza today, but I had the vegan bread and like my skin, my forehead is not red. So maybe that's why, honestly, too. I'm going to order like $100 worth of like gluten-free snacks tonight because I'm just tired. I'm just like, I'm accepting that I just need to I just need to stop eating things that I know I shouldn't, like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Obviously, not all snacks are good. Doesn't matter if it's gluten-free or not. I'm not saying it's going to be healthy, but it's one thing I can do. Like, I don't have to eat gluten. I will spend the money now and invest in my health in that sense because...
Well, also, I think you should look into it in regards to say, it may not just be gluten. It may be flour and meat. Wheat. Like I was telling you.
Yeah. But because it really does affect my, like, I would say mental health, looking at my face, just looking red. Like it just makes me feel really more self-conscious than my normal body dysmorphia that I would have. And just having my face be actually like red, puffed up, huge spots all across my forehead, temples, by my nose, my big honker. So, you know, just things that weren't making me feel good. And I'm like, oh, wow, it's been really like almost 2 weeks of no like bread stuff, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the difference. So.
Okay. How's school?
I have an assignment due today. I haven't done it yet. I have an assignment due tomorrow. I'm convincing myself I'm doing it tonight, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But I work in the morning tomorrow, so I'll be able to do it tomorrow if I don't do it tonight. But
You're talking about the assignment due tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I have an assignment due today and tomorrow. Obviously, the one that's due today, I'm going to do it today.
Okay, that's what I was trying to clarify.
It's been good. I have an A in one class. I have a D in the other class. The class I have a D in, we only have 6 assignments, I believe. And I'm waiting. I've been checking all, like, since I've turned in my second assignment. Hasn't been graded or no feedback yet. And
I don't think you should focus on the grades until more towards the end.
I'm not, but it's hard not to when the assignments that for these classes are all built on one assignment. So you have to go back, like literally you'd have to go back 5 assignments and redo all 5 of those assignments with the thing you had to redo for the first part. Mm-hmm. So it gets a little overwhelming and frustrating for me because I do a lot of work on this third step project. And then I have to go back all the way to the first, and it kind of counteracts everything I've done. So I think that's where it's like, what overwhelms me, because I'm like, this is just too much, like, because it's like, just the having to go back. But anyway, I'm not really tripping. I wasn't honestly tripping on having a D, because I'm like, there's nothing I can do. The teacher doesn't want to.
But that's not your real grade. That's not your real grade.
No, yeah. I'm like, because I already did the revision for the first assignment, and I'm waiting for them to recheck that. And then I'm waiting for them to check the second assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one I'm going to turn in that's due tomorrow, I'm going to turn it in, whatever. I'm like, don't stress it. There's only 6 assignments. I'm going to pass. It's not super hard. I think that's what's scaring me, because it's not really frustrating me or anything. It's just me, whatever. But it's pretty good. Pretty good. How's school for you?
I can relate to you feeling, I forget your exact word, but in my relation to it, I feel weird sometimes, even with going through this degree. And not having, in my opinion, difficulty with the material and or the assignments. And so mm-hmm. I feel weird because I'm like, it's not that hard. Like, am I grasping anything? It's like, is this working, you know? But I feel like that's a good thing for both of us. It shouldn't be that we're constantly struggling, you know? It's okay not. Yeah,
but then I'm like, am I missing the point? You know, I'm like, am I missing it? It shouldn't be like this simple.
I mean, but you got the point. If it wasn't simple, you would have complications, and then it wouldn't be simple. You wouldn't get it.
I will find out. Stay tuned. But anyway, continue.
So school's good. A lot has mm-hmm. happened this past week. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned last episode, there are things that are in motion that are affecting one another. So an update on that. I found out that I'm graduating May 24th with my master's.
I already told it to everyone. They're going to be like, he's not excited.
It's normally a 2 to 2.5 year program, depending on how you do it. But I've managed to do it in a year and 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I say that not to gloat, but to remind myself how smart I am. Because sometimes I do think that I compare myself in intelligence to other people. And so I think of myself as not as smart as most people. But I said that to remind myself that I actually am pretty smart. Because if I think about it, that's kind of insane to have done a master's in a year and 2 months. But with that being said, yes, technically I'm graduating May 24th. However, more exciting news, I found out at the beginning of the week that I got into my PhD program. I start that in the fall. However, In order for me to graduate, I have to take my last three required classes over summer break, which means I'm taking two regular classes and then one capstone in 6 weeks, which is going to be a lot of fucking work. So I know I'm capable. I'm not nervous in the fact that thinking I'm not capable. I know I'm capable. I'm just nervous in regards to like, ooh, that's going to be a lot. It's no deeper than that, but it's simply that I know I'm going to get it done. I know I'm going to pass my classes because really for that 6 weeks, I'm shutting everything down. I'm not going to be doing anything extra other than homework. I'm not going to be hanging out, going anywhere. Like I must pass those classes. I will pass those classes. So that way there will be no hiccup in me starting my PhD program in the fall. But it's exciting news that I am graduating and that I got into my PhD program. It's exciting because tuition's waived. I get a stipend and an assistantship. I have to go into negotiations, but again, we will have those meetings after I'm officially done in the summer.
Aficionado'd.
Yeah. Another exciting thing is that my last day of class is the day that I fly out for my birthday. And that's why I'm also like, okay, we're hunkering down. We're not doing anything else because that'll be my reward. Like I'll be able to fully enjoy those trips once I'm done with school because I plan a wild now. We're gonna have a good old celebration and vacation.
Wild arrow.
But yeah. Oh, the. So in regards
real quick. Congrats. Let me just say congrats on the mic, even though I've told you in person.
Thank you. I'm trying to make sure you sound like a good person. You can tell me congrats offline. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, whatever. It's my season now. I don't care. So, maybe that's why I'm so calm about school right now.
I don't know. Aries, I don't know. In regards to the job that I was there or that I had a meeting for, I'm not going to do it.
What?
Oh, you were joking. It froze.
I know. You told me.
It froze after you. Oh, I told you that?
Yeah, you told me you were not going to accept it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to accept it. I'm going to stay at my current job. It doesn't make sense. Hold on.
Even then, you might.
It doesn't make sense for me to get another job. It's 6 months of training. I would have a caseload of about 80 to 100 cases at any given time. And it'll be 35 hours a week. The earliest I could start is 7:45. And I would have 4 days working from home and one day in the office. But even though I'm working from home, I still have to go to clients' houses. So I would still be out in the field. So it's just a lot of things that it's not the fact that I don't think that I will be successful at the job. It's the fact that I only want to focus on school because I don't want any hiccups with this PhD. I don't want to go back. Obviously, life happens. Things happen. But I want to make sure I'm doing everything in my power to not be distracted and or fail if it was something I had control of and didn't need to learn from. So I'm not going to go forward with that job. I'm going to stay at my current job. Overall, though, it's been an exciting and good week. I did share with my parents. I shared with everyone. So they were all excited for me. It's nice to have people proud of me and so excited for me. But yeah, that's my weekly update. My mental health is good. I've been sleepy this past week. I've been awful with the gym. It's mainly been push-ups in my room. I've been sleepy.
I'm gonna go today after I finish my assignment. My two assignments.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday, I was dead tired. Like, I couldn't focus on anything, so I took off from work because I just was feeling off. And then after that. I've just been like catching up on sleep, doing push-ups in my room, but I'll get back to the gym tomorrow. I'm like, a week won't hurt me. Well, it's not even been a full week. 4 days won't hurt me. So.
No, sometimes our bodies need time like that.
Yeah. I also was thinking, I was like, you know, this is good because I've been working out pretty consistently and I'm like, I haven't really let my muscles like chill so they can build back. I was looking at my titties up here and I was like, oh my gosh, I see a little size. But world news. It's been pretty grim out there, girl.
Sure has. Tornadoes in Montebello, California.
Tornado in Montebello. That shit looked wild.
Dude, touching down. Sinkholes. I mean, Trump's arrest. We're all waiting for that.
Alabama schools practicing bulletproof shelters in classrooms.
Did you
hear about the California bill?
They're trying to ban drag queen performances here too. Yeah.
No. That's
Oh, is it the trans children? You have to tell parents when they're trans.
Yeah, it would require school districts to notify parents in writing within 3 days of learning that. I'm like, what?
For what? Like, honestly, what is that going to do for the parents? So you're going to create, especially if their parent is violent and treats them bad. I'm not saying all parents are like that. Obviously, there's a lot of really good parents, but that's just, you're creating trauma for that child before they even get home to like deliver their own trauma, like decide if they want that trauma of their parents treating them. However, not every parent is a good parent. Sorry. And to me, this isn't asked for, but if you have a kid and you don't accept them, if they are gay, lesbian, however they identify as, why did you have a parent? Like you should not be a parent if you don't expect to have to take care to accept your kid for however they are. Cause you can't say you accept them if they're born with some sort of, disability or born differently. You'll accept them that way. But when they're gay or they're trans, you won't accept them. Like, I don't understand how that's like, if you love your kid, you love your kid. That's why you would.
To play devil's advocate, though, I don't think that in regards to ability and disability, I think that's also still something relatively new in regards to public acceptance and acceptance in general. Because with the disabled community, there's, in my opinion, still not representation, just like the queer community, when put next to the straight community and the white straight community, and then the male community, etc. But okay. That's fucking bullshit.
I didn't mean it. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I didn't mean it like to say anything negative. I'm trying to like my general. If it wasn't clear,
it was clear.
Okay,
to me.
Cool.
No, I started with saying I'm just playing devil's advocate and making a point in addition to yours. But I understood your point. Like,
okay, cool.
It shouldn't matter why you accept these things about your child, but then this is the thing you don't accept about your child. Like, what?
Like, I don't want to accept that my parent, like, you know, well, whoever's parent has, like, whatever their issues are, we don't get a, we have to accept that. We have to accept that you didn't deal with your trauma. And we just have to accept that older people are like, and I am saying older people, we have to accept older people saying, well, back in my day, we didn't have that. Well, we're not back in your day anymore. You're in our day now, technically, because time just keeps flowing. It doesn't stop. Time keeps flowing. So if you're going to live back in the, 1800s, just end it now. Like, end it now. Because if you're not going to advance.
I don't think it's just older people. There's a lot of younger people in Congress as well that have these beliefs.
Well, who raised them that way?
Their parents. It doesn't have a thing to do necessarily with age.
Those are older people. Parents are older.
A stretch.
Parents are older than their children. But anyway, I'm just so irritated with seeing all this like negative shit, which is why I haven't been like producing, I feel like, enough information when we talk about the world news subjects. Just because I feel like there is so much of it I'm just looking at on the daily, and I'm obviously, we need to talk about it. I know that's what we're here for.
That's why we have this particular segment. Yes.
I know. I'm just saying, like,
I understand. I read somewhere the other day that said we are the generation that is the only and first generation where there is something world news wise happening every single day. So it is overwhelming. It's sensory overload. There's a lot of fucking shit going on. Especially when you have former presidents out here talking about there's going to be death and destruction if I'm convicted.
By who? On who's, from who?
Like, anyway, though.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Let's just move on. What we've watched. For the love of Dilf, I hear a little birdie's caught up.
Tweet, tweet. Yeah, I'm officially caught up to all the episodes.
Tokyo's exit was so ridiculous. I was like,
The crying. I was like, why are you crying?
No.
You're so fake.
Those weren't tears.
Had to walk off because he wasn't crying. He's like, let me walk out of here.
I was like, why did you make it so obvious? Like, ew. I'm like, the Oscar ain't going to you.
Like, I'm not trying to sexualize these men, but at the same time,
I'm not going to sexualize them, but I'm going to sexualize them.
But so from what I've heard about him on the show, it's all about his ass. And we only seen his ass literally the episode he was kicked off on, I think. And I could barely see anything of it. I was like, what is he known for? What's his thing?
Well, I know he's a go-go dancer.
Oh, okay. Where?
We've both been to clubs where he's been dancing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I never noticed. But, okay, cool. Does he do anything else?
That's all I know.
I'm not trying to sound shady. Because he was making a big, he was... You know, I mean, he's making a pretty big ruckus.
I mean, I feel like to an extent they were all inflating their public personas a bit, but.
Oh, definitely.
It's television. It's reality. That's what we come there for. The mess and the non-reality for the reality TV show.
It's trash, but I'm going to watch season two if they have a season two, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You seem to hook me on these reality shows that I normally am not into, and then I just listen to you and I watch it and I'm like, oh fuck,
because it's great escape. It's absolutely ridiculous. Half of it isn't reality, and it's just like, what is it's something that just you'll unnecessary bullshit into because it's unnecessary bullshit coming our way.
I mean, it is really good if you're smoking a joint by yourself and you're like, I want to watch something while I'm getting my brains faded or whatever.
Listen, it excites me every single time Tyler's off when there's new episodes of any of the gay reality shows. And I'm like, Tyler, we have gay shit to watch. And we get our wine and we sit there and we talk at the TV. Mandalorian.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was so short. It was only 23 minutes.
Yeah, at this moment, I was like,
I felt robbed.
It should have been longer, but it was cute.
It wasn't. How are you going to tell us how Grogu escaped and then end like right at like him jumping into hyperspace?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Pretty much. Yeah. Also, I don't know if you know, the ship that he got into is a Naboo ship, which is where Padme's from.
So she saved him? She died. On the island.
Anakin killed him.
Yeah. I was thinking of what's her name in Andor. The one that's the diplomat.
Oh, Mon Mothma? No, yeah. She didn't. Well, she could have. We'll find out next week. She could be somebody because she was friends with Padme.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that was the same type of ship that they use on Naboo or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I seen somebody's tweet about it and saying, watch, Jar Jar Binks is going to be the one that saves Grogu. Like, because technically he was in politics at that time too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, watch, he ends up fucking having Grogu come to be protected there and hiding and shit. And I'm like, oh God.
That would be cool.
But that was somebody's theory. I was like, I wouldn't have thought of that. But I mean, I guess I could see it because it's the same type of ship they use on their planet.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. I agree with you. It could have been longer. It could have been, yeah, it could have been a little longer. I'm very, very skeptical about Miss Bo-Katan. I think she has ulterior motives. I think she's like doing.
You don't trust her?
No, I don't. Because I've also watched the Clone Wars and I've watched Rebels, the animated. And she's in both of those. And she was kind of very like really wanting to be in control of Mandalore like her sister was. But her sister was way peaceful compared to her. She's more aggressive. And I kind of feel like she's going to try and ride the man. She's going to try and tame the whatever that thing is, the Mandalore creature. So she can be like, everyone can be like, oh, she is the true leader. But part of me thinks Grogu's going to end up doing the Force and talking to it and being able to control it. And then Grogu's going to be the one who's technically in control.
That would be cool. That's a cool theory.
Because we've seen him do it with the rhino thing. You know how she made the rhino thing in the center of his... his little chest plate, the forger. She made him the little rhino.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's all I got to say on Mando.
Okay. Let's do the next. We'll do the fuck off list after we're done with this, and then we'll take a break. We got 10 minutes. Tyler and I finished Schmigadoon. It's on Apple TV. It's the...
Okay.
It's the TV show that's like a musical. We're excited for season 2. Coming April 5th. And then we're the new season or the second half of the new season of You came out. So we're catching up on that. I think we have like 3 more episodes. So that's what we watched. And then Drag Race. It was the Wig Loose musical.
Yeah, it was.
It was I thought it was a good episode when I was with the ladies we were watching, we all were like, okay, this was the first episode, in our opinion, where it was like, okay, this was a Drag Race episode. Like,
I didn't feel like...
That's why I said in our opinion. Okay. We felt like it was, like, finally, like, a Drag Race episode in regards to content and, like, everyone at the least being able to keep up and, like, it wasn't just flop after flop after flop. So... That was nice to watch. Did you see that Marsha made a Footloose video? You know how the queens do that, like if I would have been on This Week type of thing. But she made.
No, I don't pay attention to her.
Neither do I. But one of the ladies at Drag Race Shabbat put on their video because they had saw it in passing on Instagram, and they're like, "What is this?" Marsha did the Footloose song, but like the video was kind of like there wasn't anything overly amazing that happened. It was in the same like warehouse. There wasn't any like thing to switch it up. So it was just very interesting to watch. And it was like, okay, like after a minute and a half, it was like, this could have been like a short snip type of thing. It was the full song. But that was interesting to see. Orville Peck was the guest judge.
He was.
Which half the ladies didn't know who he was, so it was cool to find out to watch their discovery of that. I don't know if you know, but he, as I was going to mention, he has a country competition show on Apple TV. It's already out. What?
I mean, I'm just laughing, not because I don't like him or anything, but I'm laughing. Say,
don't you like him?
I mean, I do, but. I'm just laughing because he's only not, this isn't just to him. This is to like a lot of the just like newer things in general. Like he's only been around at least on the main, like whatever, like ears of people for like the past like 3-4 years. And now he's a judge on the competition show. And it's just like, what about all the other people who've done like been in the business forever and they never get the shots or whatever, you know, maybe that's just immediately what I thought of. Because not just with him, it has nothing to do with him personally. It's just like the way our media is now is just like, we'll give it to somebody who's only been doing it for a couple years.
Based off of more who can pull numbers in and viewers in because of their current popularity. I understand.
So I'm just like, I guess, taking it into thought at this moment.
Yeah. I don't disagree with your point. I think it's something that he's a gay country star and so popular where that I don't know of any other very popular gay country music artists that are successful currently. So I haven't looked into this show past seeing that as a headline. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. If that does, that would make sense to me. Otherwise, to your point, no shade to him specifically, but kind of like, okay, like this person, like I can think of other people who could like do this and because of their experience, because of their accolades, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the way of the times, I guess we got to adapt.
Yeah, but as I say that, I'm like, that could be me.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. That could be one of us. So I think it's interesting that we at least have dialogue on it and address it.
Yeah.
And then the last thing in what we've watched, it hasn't come out yet, but the new movie starring Tracy Lissette comes out on May 12th called Monica, about a trans woman. And it's a big deal because it's like one of the first, it's a better word than mainstream, but like mainstream films with the lead role and the story about trans identity. So that's exciting. I'm going to go to the movies to see that when it comes out. All right, let's move into the fuck off list. I've got two. I've got two. They're really quick. One, nachos without cheese. I ordered nachos, which when I got them, I laughed because I was like, this is the universe saying, bitch, you can't even have cheese, so why'd you order nachos? But I ordered nachos, had them delivered, and they didn't have any cheese. And I was thoroughly confused. And I closed my container, opened it back up as if it was going to appear again. Oh. Because I was just like, did I see that correctly? It didn't have any guacamole. All it had was the meat and pico de gallo on the side. It was missing literally everything else. And I was like, okay. I got refunded, but I still was like, wow. So, fuck off is just to the nachos without cheese. There's really no positive alternative other than I shouldn't be eating cheese. But anyway, second, fuck off is people who don't have common manners and take care of things they are renting or paying for. This comes from our neighbors. I don't know if I shared with you, but the people above us, it's already a thing that they stomp. It's already a thing that they slam things and it shakes our doors down here. It's already a thing that they yell and argue really loud. But I had it when I fully realized that the reason our balcony is dirty, I thought it was because of the wind and the weather. And I was like, there aren't birds that come over here, but maybe there are. And I'm just inside and don't pay attention to it. The dog was shitting and peeing on their balcony, and our balconies have grates in between them, like little spaces. So it was coming down to our balcony. So their dog shit was on our balcony for a couple of days. And I was like, what the fuck? Where is this coming from? It didn't look like dog shit. It was just brown though. And then I heard their dog peeing and I was like, is their dog peeing? I looked at Tyler and I was like, their dog is fucking peeing. So I had to message them and like, we're completely embarrassed. We're so sorry. Our dog won't go out on the patio anymore. We didn't know that was happening. I'm like, how the fuck do you not know?
No shit. How do you not fucking know? Where do you think it's going
to
go?
Like all of the dog shit and pee is not coming to our balcony. So you had to have known that was happening. Like what?
Oh, I just want to like.
So that goes along with, I think God I talked about it a few weeks ago, but the people who allow their dogs to also shit in the elevator or were allowing their dogs to shit in the elevator and not picking it up. It's like, come on.
What is wrong with people?
Positive alternative. Have some self-awareness and have a little pride in something you're renting. I get we don't own the places we're living in now, but like, fuck, man. Like, we all live here.
You want it to look like shit. It's still your home.
Exactly.
It's a collective home in a sense, isn't it?
Yeah. So the positive alternative to also their dog going out on their balcony is I put in the text, have a pad or get a tarp. Because really, like, come on. But those are mine.
Ooh. And it, I would be like thinking of shit to do. I don't have any, so we could just end it.
Okay. No, trust me. It was definitely like I had to talk myself. I had to calm myself down because it took a couple days for me to text them because I realized what was happening. And I'm like, because if I just text them how I feel now, it's not, it'll be very pointed. I won't be rude cutting them out, but it'll be very pointed. But anyway,
I would take the pictures and send them about 10 pictures. Be like, hey, so it's been a week and I've been taking a picture of your dog shit and piss falling on our patio every day. I thought you would figure it out by then.
No,
but I gave you 10 days and this is the proof. Is there any way you can, you know, walk your dog outside or should have your dog like not shit?
No, there's no need for me to put any of that in the message.